This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, he stated that following the events of May 6, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity. The evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves. The Prime Minister pointed out that terrorists who were killed were given state honours in Pakistan, with the national flag draped over their coffins and salutes offered by the Pakistani army.
जो आतंकवादियों के जनाजे निकले उस जनाजे को स्टेट ऑनर दिया गया पाकिस्तान में उनके कॉफिन पे पाकिस्तान के झंडे लगाए गए उनकी सेना ने उनको सैल्यूट दी ये सिद्ध करता है कि आतंकवादी गतिविधि प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं है ये आपकी सोची समझी युद्ध की रणनीति है.
Highlighting the significance of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister emphasized that it will extend beyond its original scope, symbolizing a lifelong commitment to national progress. He said Operation Sindoor is not merely a military initiative, but a responsibility shared by every Indian citizen. In a major push for self-reliance, the Prime Minister urged citizens to assess their daily consumption, identify foreign products, and replace them with locally made alternatives. Mr. Modi said India does not seek enmity with anyone and wishes to live in peace. He added that the country aspires to progress in a way that contributes to the welfare of the world and the government is working with dedication for the upliftment of millions of Indians. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Padma Awards to 269 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the second civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Of them, three were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, nine with Padma Bhushan, and 57 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. Former Chief Justice of India Jagdish Singh Kehar and Kumudini Rajnikant Lakhia have been honoured with Padma Vibhushan for contribution in the field of public affairs and arts, while renowned folk singer Sharda Sinha was honoured with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance for terrorism is echoing worldwide, with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. An all-party Indian delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha has held an interaction with Singapore's Minister of Foreign Affairs, group of MPs, delegates of Chamber of Commerce and business leaders of the country. Another delegation led by DMK MP Kani Moy called the President of the National Council of Slovenia, Marko Lothric, in Ljubljana and conveyed India's resolute stance of zero tolerance towards terrorism and the new normal after Operation Sindoor. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft AMCA program execution model. The model aims to enhance India's indigenous defence capabilities and foster a robust domestic aerospace industrial ecosystem. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said that the execution model approach provides equal opportunities to both private and public sectors on a competitive basis. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that terrorism is the biggest threat to civilization and human development in whatever form it may exist. Mr. Birla made these remarks during a bilateral meeting with a visiting Sri Lankan parliamentary delegation led by Deputy Speaker and Chairman of Committees of the Sri Lankan Parliament, Dr. Rizvi Saleh, in New Delhi today. In athletics, India's Gulveer Singh has clinched the gold in the men's 10,000-meter race at the Asian Athletics Championships in Gumi, South Korea. He secured the top spot, clocking 28 minutes, 38.63 seconds. Earlier, Servan Sebastian opened India's medal tally at the Asian Athletics Championships. Servan clinched the bronze in the men's 20-kilometer race walk, clocking 1 hour, 21 minutes and 13.6 seconds today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.